Good morning. We'll call the Sussex County Council meeting for June 30th, 2015 to order. First thing, maybe Mr. Laws, you want to explain your
Yes.
TV stuff?
Thank you, Mr. President. Are we on? Okay. Can you hear us out there?
No.
Okay.
Good.
It's working perfectly.
You might want to sit up front. You'll hear better.
Today is our first introduction with the County Council in this venue with our new technology that you see around the room. The installation of these TV screens, as well as improvements to the dais and our podium. We have a new computer at the podium where our presenters and staff will be able to utilize new technology to show and demonstrate information to the council. There's a new interface online. If you are joining us online, you'll see this, a new camera. Two new cameras in the ceilings showing new vantage points, and a new software that will allow the person at home viewing the broadcast to see what is on the screens in this room. So today, when our first presenters come up and they have a PowerPoint presentation, those at home will also be able to see the same slides. We've improved all of our audiovisual technology. You see the same microphones in front of you, but the system behind it has been swapped out and improved. One of the things that we did do, and we will ask council to try to make a habit of doing, is speaking into the microphones as close and as clear as you can. We decided to keep these mics because they are really good microphones, and they were expensive to replace, so we kept them. But the exchange for that is to make sure that we speak, like, hopefully in a normal voice like I'm speaking now. This is our test run, so bear with us. We may, hopefully not, but we may experience some bumps, and if we do, we ask you for your patience. Our next meeting back after our break, we will give you a complete presentation of everything that that we've done. So, and I'll also recognize the staff that made this happen. So with that,
first thing, you approve the agenda?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. President. At this time, I have no changes to today's agenda.
That's good.
Entertain a motion to approve the agenda?
Yes.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions? Take a vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Mr. Cole, yes.
Barlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. We had the minutes in our packet of June 9th and June 16th. Any corrections, questions, or concerns? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We do have several letters, and they're all in the form of thank yous to council. First is from the Delaware Nature Society, also from Deltec for the scholarship fund, from the Chamber of Commerce for Greater Milford, Inc., from the Easter Seals Disability Services, from the Delaware Envirothon, and Delaware Guidance Services and Delaware Housing Coalition. All are thanking council for donations and contributions. And that is all, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council. Mr. Godwin, would you be kind enough to go back and see if anybody signed up to make public comments? I guess Mr. Guy is on vacation or something. Which is unusual. Not unusual. What's wrong?
I was just trying to plug in some technology.
No, I signed up?
Okay, technology.
Very good.
She's like Hillary. She's got a lot of devices.
You have a lot of devices. You've got no one with devices. I have devices. You have vices.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today we are joined by members of the League of Women Voters of Sussex County. We've asked them to consolidate their presentations. Thank you. And we will hear both their annual report, which we are familiar with, as well as the new land use forum report from their meetings throughout the county. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. My name is Janet Ambrose, and I am co-chair of the Observer Corps of the League of Women Voters of Sussex County. And I'm joined this morning by many members of the League. If you would just rise, please, if you're here with the League this morning. Thank you.
When memberships come up.
I'm here this morning to present our annual report, which usually is delivered in spring. This year it's a little later due to some scheduling delays. I will present the report to you and then give you copies as well. As part of the League of Women Voters' support for openness in government, its Observer Corps monitors governmental bodies for issues of importance to the League and to the county. The Observer Corps of the League of Women Voters of Sussex County was organized in January of 2009. We have now completed our sixth year of activity. Observers attend County Council and Planning and Zoning Commission meetings. Reports from observers are compiled into monthly reports and submitted to the Board of the League of Women Voters of Sussex County. This annual report to the Council is developed by compiling the major issues and concerns, noting during the past year as viewed by observers and as they relate to positions of the League of Women Voters. The first area relates to water problems. While we remain concerned about water quality standards in the Chesapeake watershed, we are pleased to note that the Sussex County plan for future sewer plant expansions and services is ahead of schedule. Our next area that we'll comment on is the area of planning. For several years, our annual reports to the Council have noted the critical need for a certified professional land use planner to provide expert guidance on decisions related to land use. We are very pleased that a planning and zoning manager has been hired and congratulate the Council on this important accomplishment. We anticipate that the addition of this position will result in the provision of clear and accurate information regarding the impact of proposed development on infrastructure issues in the county. The next item under planning, concerns have been expressed regarding the county's vigilance in monitoring the implementation of approved development plans to ensure that they comply with what has been approved. To preserve the integrity of the planning approval process, it is essential that projects ultimately comply with the details in the plan originally approved. Our next notation is that we note that the hiring of a new chief constable with responsibility for investigating public complaints and enforcing county code as it relates to zoning issues. This position should be an asset in respect to code enforcement. And our last comment under the area of planning, we believe that the development of a carrying capacity study to provide guidance for decisions related to land use holds promise as a tool for future decision making. The third area that we will comment on is the area of citizens' right to know and citizen participation. During the course of this year, we noted our concern that the opportunity for public comment at county council meetings had been moved to a time after the executive session, seriously limiting the opportunity for citizens to meaningfully comment on matters before the council. We note that this procedure has been changed to include a public comment session at the beginning of the meeting. While this represents an improvement in providing an opportunity for input by the public, we are concerned that members of the public who wish to comment on matters presented at that meeting have no opportunity to comment on such matters until the following council meeting. We feel that reinstating the public comment session to its previous place on the agenda before the executive sessions would provide more meaningful access for public participation in county council meetings. Our next comment. We continue to observe violations of the rules of procedure of the Sussex County Council in respect to conduct during meetings. We have observed the failure to ask for recognition of the president of the council before speaking, side conversations, and interruptions of one another. We also request that the council members make every effort to use the amplification available in the chambers so that the public can readily hear all statements made by council members. Our next comment, we would like to compliment the Planning and Zoning Commission on the structure and tenor of their meetings. Questioning of applicants is done in an orderly and respectful way, and ample time is provided for public input immediately following each public hearing. Additional observations. County employees are consistently polite and helpful in their responsiveness to us and to other citizens. We continue to be favorably impressed by the fiscal management of the county. However, the practice of having individual accounts for granting monetary requests raises questions of the appropriateness of this practice. Decisions about how these taxpayer funds are dispersed appear arbitrary. The League of Women Voters of Sussex County appreciates the years of support given to its publication of the They Represent You Guide to Elected Officials and Government Offices. The county has now decided to publish its own version of a guide, and we are pleased to note that it is now available to the public. In our last comment, we would like to thank the Planning and Zoning Office and Commissioners for inviting our League observers to join them on a tour of the Americana Bayside community on October 3, 2014. The tour provided insight into the issues faced by the developer of a large community during an economic downturn and the rationale for requesting plan amendments to resolve unforeseen issues. In conclusion, the Observer Corps of the League of Women Voters will be continuing its activities this year. We share with you the goal of ensuring good government for the citizens of Sussex County. And I thank you this morning for your attention.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. I am Sue Claire Harper, and I am chair of the Land Use Committee for the League of Women Voters of Sussex County. I want to thank you for welcoming us to make our presentation this morning. Each of you has received a handout offering the specifics on the program, the workshops, and forums that we have conducted during this past year between March and May. I will just give an overview of some of the ideas that we gleaned from that process. In developing a program to educate the public about the 2018 comprehensive plan, the League had four objectives: educate the citizens, provide citizens with an understanding of how the plan impacts land use decisions, gather concerns and visions, and this was really important. We wanted to gather the concerns and visions of citizens about current and future land use decisions. And finally, it was our fondest desire to foster public participation in the development of the 2018 Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. I would be remiss before going any further, before acknowledging the League's debt to Bob Wheatley, who attended every single one of our workshop forums. He was a superb resource on various land use issues. He provided the stimulus for much conversation, and he consistently encouraged all residents in attendance to speak to you, council representatives, in order to share their concerns with you. And given that, we made sure that everyone who attended received the blue constituent services guide that you have provided to Sussex County this year. As you will recall, we began our workshop, our forums, with the Sussex kickoff on that was held in these chambers on March 18th. We followed that with five workshop forums in each of the five councilman districts. In each district, we asked those in attendance to share their concerns with us on land use issues. Sometimes those concerns went on for two or three pages. We noted all of them, and you'll find that on the handout you received. However, we then asked the residents to prioritize their three highest concerns regarding land use. And there was surprising consensus at the conclusion of the five workshops. There was consensus amidst all the various districts on these three issues.
Are there any more of those? I don't think I have that. On the land, land use.
And I have more for you.
Okay, good. Thank you.
The major concerns across all districts was an increased focus on economic development that promotes well-paying jobs. That is, jobs in the technical, industrial, and manufacturing sectors. There was an emphasis on the feeling among residents there was no more need for increased retail jobs, as they don't generally provide a living wage. residents were concerned about environmental impact of decisions that are made. They had concerns about natural resource protection ordinances in the, or the lack thereof in the current 2008 comprehensive plan. All constituents emphasized the need for better intergovernmental agency collaboration, for better land use planning among municipalities, between municipality and the county, between the county and the state. Not surprisingly, each district had concerns that were more or less focused on their area. In our, in District 1, our workshop was held at the Seaford Library, and there they expressed a concern about failing infrastructure, specifically water and sewer, to support the new development that was taking place. Concerns about the lack of sufficient roads east-west to support beach traffic and development. There was concern about fairness in distributing tax revenue across the county districts. In District 2, our workshop was here, held here in the chambers themselves. We mentioned already the reference to the first concern. The second concern was a wish for the 2008 comprehensive plan lacked detailed reference to recreation and open space for planning. District 3, which was held, the workshop was held in Milton, had our largest attendance. And those individuals emphasized a wish that development in level 4 areas was discouraged. They felt that the current plan lacks assurance that development is an extension of the existing grid. Residents expressed frustration that there wasn't timely adoption of county council ordinances to support the current 2008 comprehensive plan. And finally, they felt there was a lack of enforcement for current historic preservation regulations. In District 4, which was held at the South Coastal Library in Bethany, again, concern about failing infrastructures burdened by new development. But in that group, there was a great deal of talk about the need for standardized buffer zones to protect natural water resources and prevent pollution. Our final workshop held at the Laurel Library, actually it was our first, but it's in District 5, at Laurel Library, again emphasized the need for improved communication between county government and the public when development improvement was being sought. Those residents felt there were deficiencies in enforcement of existing regulations and permits. There was concern that of inconsistent electronic infrastructure in rural areas. Distinctly, people there felt that there was an oversaturation of new housing, which lowered the values of their older homes, which many had had for numerous years. Concern was expressed about what they felt were forced sewer hookups versus keeping septic systems. And when there was a need for infrastructure cost, residents were concerned that taxes would increase to cover that infrastructure cost. As the League has never sits back on its laurels, we are looking ahead to the future. We plan to have forums in the future, and because of that, we ask the residents to share with us their visions for Sussex County in the future. What would an ideal 2018 comprehensive plan look like? And they listed the following, among others. That quality of life would be maintained for current and future residents. That attractive job opportunities and affordable housing would retain our Delaware talent. That our young people would not be forced to move out of county. in order to get well-paying jobs. That this 2018 comprehensive plan would foster proactive planning of road systems, infrastructure, and development to ensure that they operate smoothly together. That ordinances would be written with deadlines to enforce the comprehensive plan. That Sussex County infrastructure would be funded with diffuse revenue streams in addition to the current reliance on monies obtained from transfer taxes as well as from developers. A good plan would foster increased connectivity within Sussex County with effective transportation, whether you were a walker, a biker, drove a car, or used mass transit. Repeatedly, we heard the desire that Sussex County waters be safely fishable and safely swimmable. Finally, that more land use categories with AR, that more categories than AR1 with specific criteria for evaluating environmental impact of proposed development would be contained within that plan. So we're moving forward with our plans for 2015-16 forums. I am very, very pleased to announce that on September 18th, 2015, the evening, our kickoff forum will be offered by Leon Billings, who, as many of you may know, is the author of the Clean Air and the Clean Water Act of 70 and 72. Mr. Billings is a local resident, was pleased to be able to make this, to be asked to make this presentation. At the time he authored this significant legislation, he was chief of staff under Senator Muskie. He currently has been teaching courses at Columbia University, currently at Yale in the upcoming year, and I thought if it's good enough for Yale and Columbia, it was good enough for us to hear. The other areas under consideration for our forums is the possibility of, we have numerous possibilities that are still under discussion. I've contacted Jennifer Cohan, our new Secretary of Transportation, and her office indicated that she might be willing to participate in a forum, so we're going to explore that further. We also discussed the possibility of having a developer panel. We had developers attend our different educational workshops, and to the surprise of some, one of the developers expressed the feeling that a good comprehensive plan would make his job easier. It would give them clearer directives for them moving forward with their business plan. Finally, I would like to ask you, the County Council representatives, what you would like the League to consider in forums for the upcoming year. I plan to send you an email follow up on that question. I'll provide you with my contact information, and whatever suggestions you have, I will bring them back to our Land Use Committee, and hopefully we can work together to further educate the public and have active participation in the development of the new plan. I thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
May I ask one question, Mr. President?
Any questions?
Just one.
There's not on our agenda for questions.
Oh, it is not. But
if you have a question, certainly go ahead.
It was just a presentation. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I'll send you my email. And you
say, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just curious to know how many people attended your forums. That's all.
As it says on the front of the handout, I think it's 119.
Oh, up on top. Per meeting. Is that broken down by chance?
I believe it is within the second. Make sure that I'm.
I think it shows in there somewhere.
Okay.
Under East District at the top. Indicated, Milton has the largest turnout.
Thank you very much.
And you have a question.
My quick question is, do you also monitor the state legislature?
Oh, does the League monitor? Absolutely.
Okay, so somebody's up at...
Absolutely, time. Okay. In fact, one of our members is there in the wee hours of the night and communicates that back to the state League of Women Voters and then also to our individual leagues in each of the three counties.
Thank you.
Well, I think I need some help in looking at surcharges as opposed to adequate public facilities as far as getting organized as we make our plans. Maybe you would be interested in comparing it to. It really needs to be done. I just throw it out as an idea.
Possibility.
Thank you.
And I will, if you would write that down in an email to me, I will be happy to follow up with our committee.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you all.
Awesome.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would kindly remind the members to try to speak into their microphones, please, just as we get used to the new system. My first item of business is a tribute to Ms. Leona L. Smith, who I believe has joined us. And we have a wonderful tribute and a beautiful plaque to present to Leona. Leona has the distinction of being the third longest tenured county employee in the history of the county.
Wow.
And we do hate to see her leave. I will read the tribute. Be it hereby known to all that the Sussex County Council commends Leona L. Smith for devotion, loyalty, and excellence in serving Sussex County from August 20th, 1973 to June 30th, 2015, 41 years and 10 months. Mm-hmm. Sussex County Council extends its thanks and congratulations and directs this tribute to be presented to Leona with wishes of happiness and good health today and always. Signed, Michael H. Vincent, President. Congratulations, Leona.
In Rob's district? Isn't she your district?
41 she years and 10 months. We must have broken some kind of child labor law. We hired her.
Yeah.
I was thinking the same thing.
He should be there. Rob is her councilman. Oh, I, you always wanted to.
Is she in your district, Rob?
Yes.
Glenn, I think
he's her councilman.
Glenn, my moving. Thank you.
Mr. President, would it be appropriate to have her councilman with you? Would it be appropriate to have her councilman in one of those shots?
That would be very nice.
She has a brand new, wonderful councilman.
Yes, very much so.
Thank you.
I told him he better quit kissing the employees.
Thank you.
The next thing you'll need an attorney. You'll have a picture of your with an attorney, and that's not a good picture.
Yes.
Sam and I come from the generation. We don't do any hugging or kissing, do we, Sam?
Mike, all yours.
Not in public, in a way.
I would like to say to this county council, you've got a good new member, but I have a wish and a prayer for each one of you. I've been here since before time, before there was even an HR department. My wish for you is that you would deeply look at the county employees you have. You have a wonderful group of employees that have worked very hard to improve the county, increase revenue. It may cost the council money for each one of these employees, but you have to stop and look at the revenue the county has, these employees have increased for you. If it wasn't for the dedication of each one of these employees, you might not be sitting here and you might not have the discretionary funds that you have. Just because the state of Delaware doesn't give their employees a cost of living raise doesn't mean that the county can't. You need to look at the directors, especially my director and assistant director. They are outstanding. They have worked hard and encouraged each one of their employees to do their best. And I feel that my coworkers have done their best and have given more than 100%. Please take the time to look at the employees that you have and be grateful for what you have. Thank you, and I wish you all well.
Thank you very much.
God bless. Thank you.
Thank you, Leona. Okay, next item of business is the Library Board appointment. At this time, we are to consider a reappointment of Ms. Rosemary Hardiman, who represents District 4, Mr. Cole's district, on the Library Advisory Board. Her term expires this month. As you know, these appointments last for 3 years, and each member of the council appoints one member. Unless you have any further questions, I have a motion for your consideration.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved that Sussex County Council approves the appointment of Rosemary Hardiman to the Sussex County Library Advisory Board effective June 1, 2015, until such time as her term expires on June 30, 2018.
So moved.
Motion, second. Mr. Cole, second. Mrs. Deaver, any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr.
Congratulations.
Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I will, yes. Motion carried.
Thank you. Next item is the wastewater agreement number 446-6, Sussex County project number 81-04. Hopkins Pettyjohn subdivision, otherwise known as Red Mill Pond North Phase 4, located in the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District, system connection charges of $335,000, construction days 45, with inspection costs $42,760, and a proposed construction cost of $285,070. Unless you have any questions, I have a motion.
Read your motion, please.
Be it moved that, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 8104, Agreement Number 446-6, that the Sussex County Council executes a construction, administration, and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Sweetbriar, LLC, for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Hopkins Pettyjohn subdivision, otherwise known as Red Mill Pond North Phase 4, located in the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I will, yes. Motion carried.
Thank you. Okay, the next item is a discussion that we hope to have today regarding